regularly or all the time, holes appear. If you were watching, let's just use the metaphor and say the entire physical universe, sense-perceived universe, imagine it as an extremely complex tapestry woven, huge, of course, and you look at it, and then you see continuously here and there little things suddenly disappearing and temporary holes being there, opening up in the tapestry. And then suddenly there and there. So part of this tapestry, it's a continuously coming and going out and into form. No form in this tapestry remains for long. And so holes open up continuously in it. And then are replaced by something else. But if you can be aware of the holes, the openings, something shines through them that is not to do with form, but it's the essence of all form. And that is enormously peaceful. There's enormous peace and aliveness there. And that's the grace that lies concealed in any kind of death, accidental death, seemingly premature death, any kind of death, and any kind of loss, potentially. But it does not help you if you deny it or run away from it. You say, no, don't want to see that hole. And you cover up the hole with reactions immediately so that you don't have to face the emptiness. So when emptiness comes in your life, that is a beautiful, potentially, a beautiful opening in which you can actually find yourself. You find yourself by not resisting that. And so you begin to welcome death when it comes, because it is an inseparable part of this world of form. And when we look at death, we judge it from the point of view of an identity, a sense of self that is identified with form. And from there, death looks horrible. It looks dreadful. That's why nobody dares speak about it in Western culture, which is the most identified with egoic forms. Nobody dares. Maybe one of the few countries left where death is still natural is India, where it's in the street. You can go to the bonfires where they burn the dead bodies every day. You can watch a very deep meditation. If you can be there in a state of complete openness and just watch, that's the destiny of every form, is to dissolve again quickly. And when you watch, contemplate the dissolving of forms, that which is beyond form arises in you. You are in touch then with the formless in you. That's the grace of death, which is not the opposite of life. It's only the opposite of birth. People think life and death, it's a question of life and death. No, it's a question of birth and death. Life is eternal. Life cannot be destroyed. Forms, yes. Even physicists know that no energy is destroyed ever.